Welcome to episode 249 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. The phrase sword of the spirit is found only once in scripture, in Ephesians 6 verse 17. The sword is one of the pieces of spiritual armor Paul tells the Ephesian Christians to put on as part of the full armor of God that will enable us to stand our ground against evil. The sword is both an offensive and defensive weapon used by soldiers or warriors. In this case, it is a weapon belonging to the Holy Spirit. We know from 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 to 17 that the word of God is from the Holy Spirit and written by men. Hebrews 4 verse 12 also speaks of the scriptures as a sword. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. The idea of the sword of the spirit reminds me of a game I played when I was a kid called Sword in Hand. You could play in teams or everyone could play for themselves. Scriptures would be called out one at a time. But before a scripture was named, the caller would say, "Sword in hand." Hearing this, players would raise their Bibles in the air. These were the swords. Bibles would remain in the air until the caller gave the scripture and said, "Go." The first person to find the scripture and begin reciting it would win. Each Thursday, we share with you verses for your reflection and edification from the book under study. Check out our website for a recommended list of 300 verses to memorize. That list includes 9 passages from the book of Ephesians. Ephesians 1, verse 7. "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the richness of his grace." In him, in Christ, in the beloved of the Father, in the Savior, Redeemer, and Lord. In him we have redemption and nowhere else. There is no possible redemption outside of Jesus and his redeeming love. Ephesians 2 verses 8 to 10. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." There is so much packed into this passage, one of the most powerful in all the Bible. We are not even saved by our faith, but by grace through faith. The work of salvation is God's gift. God saves us not merely to save us from the wrath we rightfully deserve, but also to make something beautiful of us. We are his workmanship. Other versions say work of art or masterpiece. God can make even me beautiful. Ephesians 3 verse 20. "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." God is able to do far beyond what we can ask or think. Ephesians 4 verses 11 to 15. "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ." We all have different work to do, but the goal of spiritual maturity is the same. And note that this comes from God himself. He is the one who gives some to be apostles, teachers, etc. Ephesians 4, verse 29. "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." The new person in Christ is one who desires to impart grace, is one who is careful with his or her words. Ephesians 4, verse 32. "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you." It is a myth that Christians will always get along. We won't. But how do we respond to wrongs? How do we handle conflict or tension? We are called to forgive as God has forgiven us. Ephesians 5 verses 1 to 3. Therefore be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as God also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Enough said. Ephesians 6 verses 1 to 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. That is powerful. Ephesians 6 verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. But the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. Here are 9 more passages that did not make the list on our website that gives us a total of 18 for the book. Ephesians 1 verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. These blessings are accessible to us only in Christ. Ephesians 3 verses 16 to 17. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through the Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love. There's an inner being just as real as our physical body. We all understand the importance of strength in our physical body, but many are exceedingly weak in that inner being. Ephesians 3 verse 18. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. Amen. That reminds me of another song I used to sing as a child, Deep and Wide. Ephesians 4 verse 2. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. We will wrong each other, but let's get past that. Ephesians 4 verses 4 to 6. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. This unity in Christ is greater than any potential difference. Ephesians 5 verses 15 to 16. Therefore, carefully take heed how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. These are evil times. Make every minute count. Ephesians 5 verses 17 to 20. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Same idea here. Ephesians 5 verse 21. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Amen. Ephesians 6 verses 10 to 11. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. It is God's armor that protects, not our own. There we have it, 18 passages from the book of Ephesians. But besides these verses that we've highlighted, consider reading more as a part of your personal study. Father, thank you for the gift of your word. May it fill our hearts today and transform us so that we will be obedient to your will. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.